This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
In the eyes of many scouts, the consensus is building that there is a wide gap between Caleb Williams and everybody else. Is that overstating it in your mind, Dan?
No, it's not. And that seems to be the consensus here a week out. And now there is a train of thought that, look, like everybody went sort of on a scavenger hunt to dig up dirt on Caleb Williams between the end of his regular season at USC and this point now. And ultimately there was no dirt to dig up. And so we've landed at the same conclusion. My version of that story would be that there were legitimate things within the scouting report of Caleb Williams that needed to be vetted. To the Bears' credit, they did a good job vetting it to get themselves in a spot where they feel comfortable next week, pulling the trigger on that, understanding that the breathtaking gifts that this kid brings as a quarterback are worth rolling the dice on, and then acknowledging some of the things that you may have to work with him on to make sure that it's as smooth of a transition as humanly possible. And so I think when we get to the end of this process here, around the league, there's a sentiment that, look, like the gifts are – superseding any worries or concerns of personality traits or, maturity concerns or things of that nature. And now there's just a heavy focus on why this pick makes absolute sense for a franchise like the Bears and the GM like Ryan Poles.
So some of the things that we have seen come out are in support of that idea. And you saw a couple things from Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, some other things from a list on Yahoo that just underscore, frankly, how special Caleb Williams is expected to be. Now, sure, everyone can bust out. Every draft pick is a projection. But I think that as we continue to look at this, more people are believing and expressing just how that's unlikely to be the case.
Yeah, well, Jeremy Fowler took a little survey, a little random poll of people around the league. I think it was 11 executives, coaches, and scouts, asked them to weigh in on the draft-eligible quarterbacks for this year and put them into tiers, and then kind of sorted them through that way to come up with thumbnails on each of these quarterbacks. And Caleb Williams was the undisputed number one quarterback of the entire class. He was the only prospect this year to receive a tier one grade on every single ballot that Jeremy took. I'll read you a couple things from this report on ESPN.com because it'll just give people in Chicago a better understanding of that kind of unfiltered feeling that the league has on the guy that's about to become your quarterback, Chicago. And so an NFL coordinator told Jeremy Fowler, he's a star. From a talent standpoint, he's in his own class. His rare gifts make an exception to the rest of this year's group because of his high-level instincts, foot quickness, and accuracy. He does not have one glaring weakness on which scouts harp. He makes holy bleep throws on a regular basis, said another scout. So you've got this consensus building that there's something there. There was some thoughts that maybe he didn't have the best spring in terms of his performance at the pro day, coupled with the way he interviewed at the combine. But some others speculated that when you know where you're going to be playing, there's not a whole lot of incentive to put a whole lot into impressing other teams that aren't going to draft you. The last one here is, most say the perception that Williams insists on making plays on the run instead of within the confines of a system is overblown. Of the 87 players in FBS history to record 10,000 yards of total offense and 100 touchdowns responsible for. Williams has the fewest turnovers at 19. This is an NFL offensive coach. Go back to Oklahoma and early USC with Jordan Addison, and he played on time. He has that gear and will be willing to do that. I believe his supporting cast was not as good in 2023, so he had to make some things happen. Everyone who spends time with him says he's a really good kid. The noise on the outside, I don't think that's him. So there's your kind of thumbnail of Caleb Williams, which marries up with a lot of things that we've been reporting on, discussing, and sorting through here in the lead up to what is going to be a much anticipated wedding that will come next week.
Yeah, and I hope that people remember that when the inevitable post-draft focus ends up being on very often ends up being on things that are superfluous or irrelevant, or like I said, I was kind of being facetious about the wardrobe, but there will be people who focus on that and how he handles the interviews. And if he says something that is, oh, gotcha, I told you about Caleb, he's not that guy that you said that he was. And I think that will linger for a while, and it might last for a while, and then he'll get on the field and you'll say, wow, that stuff doesn't matter.
But that stuff will last even when he gets on the field as well. And
yeah,
you and I have talked about it. That's going to be monthly, if not weekly, in the Caleb Williams experience. And so everybody that's around it better be prepared for that, because this is a world where the viral aggregation machine takes over, and everything you do and say will be subject to being twisted first and then analyzed second. And so you just got to be prepared for that. And so that's not going to go away. There's going to be some things that Caleb Williams says when he meets with the media at rookie camp. There's going to be something he does when he reports to training camp. Somewhere along the line, there are going to be headlines made that you and I will sit on this podcast and go, why was that a headline? But the rest of the world will be discussing it for an entire week. And so that's just going to come along with this. But to your point, the entertainment factor and the enjoyment factor that Chicago Bears are anticipating of putting him on their football field and having him run their offense is high. And there's a belief that there are gifts here that no quarterback that's ever walked through the doors at 1920 Football Drive in Lake Forest has ever had. And so now we'll kind of sit back and chronicle every step of the way.
And I do think that it will be interesting to see exactly how he
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
How he interacts with every constituency he encounters, and I just don't know. You're going to be in Detroit. Are you going to be able to deal with him there? Or then is he going to be at Hallis Hall? And I'm not quite sure how quickly they're going to bring him into the fold. But, I don't think I've ever been through anything like this before. I'm curious how the Bears, as we continue to talk about, are they equipped for this, are going to handle all this?
This is worth laying out for people just so we know what the tradition has been and the routine has been, and we can compare it to what happens at the end of next week. Usually the guy who gets picked, if he's in attendance at the actual draft, he will speak to reporters at the site of the draft. He will get on either a Zoom or a conference call with media at Hallis Hall on the night of the draft and talk to them for 5 minutes or so. The following day, he'll make his way to Lake Forest. He'll fly into Chicago get a nice little ride, which will be well documented by ChicagoBears.com with videos at every step of the way from the second he steps off the plane to the minute he walks past the Halas statue out front. And then usually there's the obligatory press conference there, and then a bunch of one-on-one sessions or five-on-one sessions as they've become over the years, where that top draft pick will go do sit-downs with television stations. Then he'll meet with a group of print reporters, four and five at a time, for a pretty long afternoon. I don't know. We've talked about how Caleb Williams does things differently. He may not be agreeable to all of this on his first day as a Chicago Bear. He may try to talk his new organization into setting up a program that's a little different for him. The Bears will also have another top 10 pick that they're going to be managing on the same day. So that brings a juggle into the equation as well. But, you know, at least worth putting that out there, a little peek behind the curtain for our audience, so that when we get to next Friday, we have a feel for what's the norm and then what is actually done.
And specifically, to get back to the tweet I was referring to, on X or Twitter, if you still call it that, at Caleb CSW on April 13th, which is over the weekend, tweeted this: wait till y'all see draft day suit in my lady's dress. One of ones. So that led people to believe that Caleb Williams might not necessarily be dressed for success on draft night, but he might be wearing a dress. So prepare yourselves accordingly, Bears fans.
Take the North is prepared to be there, boots on the ground on that red carpet to see what it is. I think that same
or heels on the ground.
That same draft that I was talking about downtown Chicago, where Leonard Floyd wasn't there, I believe Ezekiel Elliott
yes.
in like a crop top,
the
right?
Crop
like,
top, yeah. Showing his abs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you know, there's going to be some style twists and turns in this whole story. Look, like, again, like, this is new. This is going to be different. And ultimately, the hope is that it's different in the most glorious way possible on Thursdays and Mondays and Sundays in the fall when the Bears are stacking victories for a decade.